This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
The Playmaker.
Hi, I'm Andrew, and this is The Playmaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world of football. Today, why Lionel Messi's Paris Saint-Germain move has turned into a nightmare. Lionel Messi joining Paris Saint-Germain was the most seismic transfer in recent times. Whilst Neymar joining the Ligue 1 club may have eclipsed it in monetary terms, Messi's move shook the football landscape. 150,000 replica shirts were sold in under 7 minutes when they were first released by the club. Lionel Messi described his move and the club's vision to become a global footballing powerhouse as the perfect harmony. But as his first season in Paris enters its final stages, those chants have turned into this. Boos and whistling greeted Lionel Messi's involvement in their recent 3-0 victory over Bordeaux. That's right, a victory over Bordeaux. The booing was a culmination of what has been a tumultuous time for Lionel Messi. So, why him? Reading out a list of the number of goals Lionel Messi has scored in the past 7 seasons is like listening to the National Lottery. 58, 41, 54, 45, 51, 31, 38. This season, he's got 7. Only 2 of them have been in the league. 10 PSG players have scored more goals in Ligue 1 than him this season. Admittedly, he's got 10 assists, the joint highest in the league, but he just isn't the same player as he was at Barcelona. His age does come into consideration here. At 34 years old, you'd expect to see a slight decline in performance. There's also the fact that his move from Barcelona to PSG caused him such personal upheaval. He didn't particularly want to leave Barcelona, but the Spanish club were in such financial trouble they couldn't afford to keep him. And joining the Galacticos team with the likes of his old friend Neymar and young superstar Kylian Mbappe looked like an attractive option. But Lionel Messi is far from the only problem at PSG. In fact, whilst the fans have turned on him, he's a totemic figure for the club's underlying issues.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Jeevan Vasagat. On the Slow Newscast from Tortoise, I tell the story of the nuclear power plant that's become a pawn in Russia's war with Ukraine.
They attached one cable to my little finger with a black binder clip and another to my earlobe.
And the people caught in the middle.
And they begin to ask the same question over and over.
Listen now to the Slow Newscast, wherever you get your podcasts.
We knew they were going to boo and whistle and etc. We knew there would be banners, and there were banners about asking Leonardo to get sacked, Nasser Al-Khelaifi to get sacked as well.
Paris Saint-Germain are now a club judged purely on their success, or lack thereof, in the Champions League. They're expected to win Ligue 1, their domestic league, every season, And by and large, they do. They've won 7 of the past 9 titles. So their European form is what really matters. And of late, it's been a litany of failures. Their latest exit, beaten by Real Madrid in the round of 16, despite being 2-0 up on aggregate with only half an hour of the tie remaining, was a humiliation. The usual language was used again to describe PSG in Europe. Chokers. Bottlers. And it was this that sparked the fans' latest fury. The PSG Ultras, the Collective Ultras Paris, are an influential group of fans. And after the club's exit in the Champions League, released a statement and they really didn't hold back. It said, "How can you have a genuine game plan when your squad is nothing but a bunch of stars who barely complement one another? How can a coach be the respected boss of the changing room when he is manifestly not the true decision maker? How can you regenerate a squad when endless subs can happily see out their contracts with such comfortable salaries? How can you feel the immutable force of the history of your club when their colours alternate between black, fuchsia, pink, yellow? How can you want to change everything for the people of Paris when you settle for waving to them from the penalty spot and when you're more often seen at Fashion Week than at a meeting with the representatives of your own fans? We don't have a short memory. We know what our return owes to President Nasser Al-Khelaifi, but it is clear he is not the man for the job. The club's current situation requires complete reorganisation at all levels going forward and the daily presence of its president." It was strong stuff from supporters of a team that is, by and large, successful. Some rival fans won't have too much sympathy with a club who've got a bottomless pit of money and some of the world's best players. But what PSG's fans have recognised is that with the money comes a loss of identity. Just a faceless corporate entity disembodied from the fans who have been with the club before they were cash rich. The problem isn't just Lionel Messi. He's just a symbol of Parisian malaise. Thanks for listening to The Playmaker. While you're here, let me just quickly tell you about another podcast I really recommend. It's made by a team of us at a newsroom called Tortoise, where we're collecting the everyday stories of people living through the invasion of Ukraine. You can listen to them by searching for Invaded Voicemails from Ukraine in your podcast app. Today's story was written by me, Andrew Butler, and produced by Xavier Greenwood.
The Playmaker.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. To get ad-free and early access to all Tortoise podcasts, become a Tortoise member or subscribe to Tortoise Plus on Apple Podcasts. You'll be able to hear our brand new investigative shows before anyone else and get ad-free listening across our podcasts. Click subscribe on Tortoise Plus or become a member in the Tortoise app.